My first involvement with the pharmaceutical industry was as a pharmaceutical sales rep for Merck, back when Vioxx was on the market. And when I used to rep Vioxx for Merck, and when it came out that Merck had falsified safety data, and Vioxx actually had twice the increase in heart attacks and strokes, people taking it, it really made me realize that there was a lot of corruption behind the scenes, and that just because something is on the market, a drug is on the market, doesn't mean it's safe. So after working for Merck, I was pretty disillusioned over the whole scandal, and I lived in Europe for 8 years, and I had my son over there, and I brought him back vaccine-free at 6 months to San Francisco. And when I went to a well visit, they pushed for vaccines, and at that point I hadn't done a lot of research in it, but I knew enough not to trust pharmaceutical drugs. And I asked to see a vaccine insert, and the doctor got very upset at me and claimed I didn't trust him. And he stormed out of the room, and the nurse let me know that I wasn't really welcome back in that clinic anymore. And that was a huge red flag for me, knowing what I knew from being a pharmaceutical sales rep before. And I started to do my research into vaccines and the ingredients and the flawed safety data. And what came to light was many things, but one of them was that aluminum is the main adjuvant in vaccines, in childhood vaccines. And I had experience with that, with researching that and the toxicity of aluminum, because my grandmother had breast cancer and the doctor biopsied her tissues and there were high levels of aluminum. And he told us that she needed to get off traditional deodorant and that the aluminum in there was linked to breast cancer. It was carcinogenic. So that was a big red flag for me when I realized those were in childhood vaccines, and I couldn't believe it actually. And then I started to do more and more research, and I realized that the U.S. gives twice as many vaccines on the childhood schedule than most developed countries. And the real health crisis is the fact that our kids are sicker than any other country in the developed world. And this is despite spending more per capita on healthcare. So we have highest rates of SIDS, asthma, food allergies, ADHD, childhood leukemia, diabetes, type 1. And this, to me, was the true health crisis. So the more I dug into this, what I realized was vaccines are not for public health. It's really about profit, pharmaceutical company profit. And the thing about vaccines is that you don't have to do the same rigorous safety studies as you do for other pharmaceutical drugs, because they're classified as a public health measure versus a pharma drug. So for vaccines, they have a totally different type of safety study. It's very short in duration. It's not double-blind, placebo-based, which is the gold standard for pharmaceutical drugs. And vaccines aren't held to the same rigorous safety studies. So if you look into them, it's very easy to manipulate the data and present that as something that's safe. But if you really look into the studies and look into the toxicity of the adjuvants and the additives, you realize that the safety studies are not proving safety at all. In fact, there are a lot of studies on the other side showing that a lot of the additives in vaccines are very toxic, especially to children who have very immature immune systems. So as I dug more into the safety studies and saw how flawed they were, it really raised a red flag for me. And my son is now 4.5, and he's vaccine free. And I really got motivated to get more into this fight when I realized the mandatory vaccination bills that were sweeping the country, over 138 states. And it's clear to me that it's definitely about profit over public health. And one of the things that I know is that a lot of pharmaceutical companies have lost blockbuster drugs. They've lost their patent recently in the last few years. So they're looking to make up their profit. And vaccines, because they have less safety studies, less rigorous, so therefore a lot less expensive to do and a lot less hurdles to get onto the market, coupled with the fact that pharmaceutical companies don't have any liability for vaccines. In fact, the only product in the U.S. that has no liability, so you cannot sue them if there's injury or death. So you put those two things together, and what you have is vaccines as a pharmaceutical drug with the highest profit margin available. And if you make those mandatory and you keep increasing the schedule, it's basically using our children to profit off of. And the pharmaceutical company is using vaccines as a new driver for profit. And this is really what's behind the mandatory vaccination bills. So one of the things that I'm often asked is, why do we not hear about this if, you know, this is true? And one of the things that I've found out in my research is that the U.S. is one of only two countries in the world that allow pharmaceutical companies to advertise directly to consumers. And I'm sure we've all seen the media and the advertisements for the pharmaceutical drugs. And what happens there is that it allows pharmaceutical companies to basically dictate what is shown to the media. Because when you give the media 30 to 40% of their advertising dollars, you basically control what they say. And there have been a lot of journalists and stories that have been censored, including the CDC whistleblower that came out in the end of 2014, basically saying that the CDC has covered up data showing that the MMR vaccine does, in fact, cause neurological damage, aka autism. And recently, there have been a lot of stories of different countries suing vaccine makers for injury and death, and even pulling vaccines off of the schedule, like Gardasil in Japan and Prevnar in China, rotavirus vaccine in France. And Spain has a lawsuit against Merck for Gardasil as well. Pharmaceutical companies spend $18 billion annually marketing directly to consumers, so through mainstream media. Yet they spend six times that marketing to doctors through healthcare, health insurance plans, through educational conferences, through materials, through studies that are published in medical journals, all of these types of things. And what it really comes down to is that we have vaccines that have no liability for the manufacturers, very little safety data to say that they are safe and effective, and we have a lot of marketing going out there. So we have a very broken system. Our vaccine system in the U.S. is broken. And we cannot mandate something when there are so many unanswered questions and so many things that are going on behind the scenes that people aren't aware of, including vaccine ingredients. Like when the pediatrician didn't want to show me the vaccine insert, well, there's good reason for that. There's aluminum, formaldehyde, fetal cells, animal cells. There are a lot of things in there that other countries, A, ban from being ingested and therefore have vaccines that don't include these ingredients, and B, have unknown consequences that we have no data on right now. And so it's basically playing Russian roulette with our children. And, you know, pharma is saying, oh, it's all about public health and public safety. And I'm saying, hey, why don't we have more data on what this really will do, long-term studies on what this is doing in, you know, inside of our bodies and to our children? Because right now we have the sickest children in the developed world. Something is going on here. It's probably not just vaccines. It's a chemical cocktail of pesticides and pollutants in our water and air. But vaccines are often a trigger because genetically we need a trigger to express these kinds of diseases and issues that we have. And vaccines are often what does that because the chemicals are injected into our bloodstream, and so they don't go through a lot of the body's natural detox process. They go straight to the brain through the past the blood-brain barrier. And we need to ask these difficult questions. And until we have more information, we absolutely cannot mandate vaccines. There has to be a choice. If there's a risk, there has to be a choice.
If you like this video, please hit the like button. If you have any questions or comments, please post in the comments section. And if you want to see more videos like this, please subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you have any questions about vaccines or vaccination or vaccine mandates, please head on over to our website, stopmandatoryvaccination.com. Thank you so much for your support, and until next time.